Social media executives could face jail if their platforms broadcast a terrorist attack or other abhorrent violent material. This is under legislation which cleared the Senate last night. The Morrison government's crackdown on social media companies comes in the wake of the Christchurch mosque massacre being broadcast live on Facebook. But the President of the Law Council of Australia, Arthur Moses, says the laws include no defences for whistleblowers or for media companies broadcasting images in the public interest.
What has happened here is that the government has tripped over itself to try and legislate quickly before the election, and the worst type of laws are enacted when you don't properly consider the consequences of these.
That's Arthur Moses, the President of the Law Council. Well, Scott Farquhar is the co-founder and CEO of Atlassian. Atlassian is an Australian software company that develops products for a large number of tech-based companies, including Twitter. Scott Farquhar, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
You're not a fan of this legislation. You've been tweeting that it's flawed, it will cost jobs and damage Australia's tech industry. How will legislation that's designed to keep violent and abhorrent material off social media cost jobs?
Well, no one wants violent and abhorrent content on the internet. Removing it's a definitely a noble aim, but you've got to get the detail right and the legislation right so that the law actually achieves its goal. And I'm speaking here this morning on behalf of our 1,000 staff in Sydney, 3,500 staff around the world, and on behalf of everyone in the technology industry in Australia, because this legislation affects every single person that puts user-generated content on the internet, not just the social media giants that it aims to attack.
Okay, I'm going to ask you in a moment how it affects everyone, but I think a lot of people listening will go, okay, well, you're concerned about jobs in the tech industry, but after the horrors of Christchurch, a price has to be paid and it has to happen quickly. The community is demanding that this kind of violent content be removed, be not able to be put up and left up on these platforms. That's got to be the number one and quite urgent priority, doesn't it?
I think with legislation, you have to make sure you get the legislation correct versus rushing it through Parliament. This legislation, from my understanding, was leaked to News Corp on Friday. The opposition, the Labor government, didn't get it till Tuesday, and the Greens haven't seen it until it was tabled in Parliament and voted on last night. So the government is rushing through legislation that is seriously flawed, including changing the presumption of innocence to be the presumption of guilt, which is a pretty fundamental change to be rushing through Parliament.
Look, I understand concerns about legislation being rushed through always, but are there some things that demand an urgent response? And the only way to make sure that what happened in Christchurch, that shocking live video of a massacre was up there for not just 17 minutes that it took, but for a long time after that, that can't happen again. Isn't that an urgent change that needs to be ensured?
We're asking that the government work with technology to get the legislation right so that it does achieve the aims that the government says it wants to have. At the moment, the forward legislation reads that it may not even achieve the aims the government is trying to do.
The government wasn't clearly impressed, I think, by some of the responses it got from some of the media giants when it met with them last week, and therefore it's taking this sort of big stick approach. Under this law, social media executives could be jailed for up to 3 years or their company fined 10% of their annual global turnover if they failed to expeditiously remove the content within a reasonable time. What is your problem with this? Why do you say this law and these laws will affect every worker in the tech industry?
The way that content providers and social media sites is defined is really anyone that puts content on the internet. So that affects news sites, social media sites, dating sites, job sites. Really anyone that was working with an internet site today is affected. And the definitions of expeditiously, of when we have to bring content down, that's not defined. Mm-hmm. So is it within 10 minutes? Is it within an hour? Is it within days? That's not defined. The law defines you as reckless if you haven't taken it down before you get notified by someone. So in this case, you're guilty because you haven't taken something down ahead of time. And that may be fine for the social media giants that have literally tens of thousands of people working on this problem. But for someone in Australia to go to jail because they run a small website that happened to have some content uploaded for them and they don't have the resources of a social media giant to police that, and that they're guilty until proven innocent, seems like a terrible law.
So could you just give us a sense of what kind of sites that might impact again? Because I understand why some of the big media companies are concerned about this. You know, journalism could be caught in this. They're fearful of that, that a news story might contain some of this material, but it is nevertheless in the public interest. But what kind of, you mentioned dating sites, job sites, how could they get caught up in this?
Well, anywhere that allows you to upload an image or a video can be covered under this law. At its most, you could read this law to say that Gmail and Outlook and email providers are covered by this law as well. And I don't think anyone wants surveillance of abhorrent material anywhere on the internet. But in order for a technology company to police this and ensure that you're not, it means they need to look at and review every bit of content, which means that potentially, Gmail or Outlook would need to be reading your private emails in order to comply with this law. That's how far the legislation is.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 29 past 8. Scott Farquhar is our guest, the CEO, co-founder of Atlassian. Scott, your company works with, I think, a number of text-based companies, including Twitter. Do the media giants, social media giants, have themselves to blame in the sense that they have grown so big, so quickly, they have massive profits, they have massive outreach, and they're perhaps not doing enough to deal with the fact that they are now the major publishers of news in the world?
Well, and I think that we're living in interesting times in the world where technology has changed a lot of how that we work in society. And almost all of that, we would say, has been a net benefit for society. But there are areas where legislation and policing is still catching up. And look, I applaud government to work out what should or shouldn't be shared on the internet, because without clear legislation on that, it means that technology companies become quasi censorship, and I don't think that's a great spot to be in. And so I applaud the government for a very strict definition of what is abhorrent vinyl material in this bill. That's great, but I think we need a better discussion around how and why we want policing. So this is a matter of, I think the government needs to work with the technology industry, who are all in favour of making sure that we have a safe internet, but we need to work together to make sure that any legislation takes into account this new reality we live in.
Okay, but time is of the essence. I mean, this bill is likely to be passed into law today. But if you had your preference, what would happen now?
This law should be passed to the PJCIS, the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Security. That should review this bill and make sure that it works in perpetuity. And for us, I think it should go to a committee which then allows an opportunity for people to ensure that this bill achieves the aims that it is setting out to do, as opposed to being rushed through. And then we'll deal with it in the future when it's already war. This government is currently legislating first and then trying to draft good legislation second, which seems very backwards.
Scott Farquhar, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Scott Farquhar is the co-founder and CEO of Atlassian. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 29 minutes to 9.